talking president?
No, just of this board. And Patrick has always been the vice chair. He's not here. Do you want to be the vice chair?
No, Patrick's fine.
Historically, we've had a representative from each entity, chair, vice chair, and secretary.
Paul has been secretary. Do you want to make all three?
Yeah.
Amended the motion.
You want me to make the motion? I make the motion that Barbara Lang serves as the chair, that Patrick Burks serve as the
vice
chair, and that Paul Searing serve as
secretary.
I'll second that.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
I wonder if I should keep taking notes or if she's got that recording device on.
Sorry,
what is the password?
Apologize
yeah.
for being
yeah, we want to know the password for sure. So we had a motion and a second. Shall we take the roll? Mr. Fallows?
Here. Yes.
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 Chuck's not a member. Barbara's a member. Yes.
Yes.
It was unanimous. I used that word in the meeting Tuesday when I was talking about majority. It was very embarrassing. So if we go back to the agenda, we need to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Are there any questions or additions to those? If not, I would be happy to accept a motion for the Wednesday, November 16th minutes as presented.
Motion to approve the November 16th minutes.
Second.
On the motion, can we just say yes? Anyone oppose?
Nay.
Was
all those okay for saying
aye?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Are you voting your name?
No, no, we're all good.
Should I do that again?
No, it was unanimous again. We did election of annual insurance. I expected Ohio Plan here. Are they coming?
They are not. I did, if I may, Madam Chairperson.
Surely.
I did talk to Marissa Benskoder-Euler from Highland. Our coverage is exactly the same as it was last year. The annual premium is increasing, she said, strictly inflationary by $165.
So we need to approve the invoice for $2,398.
Dollars, so moved.
Second.
All in favor?
I can have a discussion before we go.
Sure. Do you need a discussion?
I just wanted to clarify what the $750 credit is.
That's because of, I think, I believe the city of Maumee and a couple of entities, like a bundling credit discount.
So it's not a credit from a previous year or
no.
anything. It's the a discount on their package.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm using a progressive term, bundling or whatever.
Thank you, Flo.
On the motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
If the board, I mean, since this amount is below $5,000, it's within our wherewithal or approval authority for this tonight, but the city of Maumee is the keeper of the checkbook, so I don't know if Josh or I can send an email to Patrick to see that this invoice gets paid.
I think it's due. Give it to him?
Okay, yeah, it's due by February 1st. Okay. So take care of that. We appreciate it.
Did a copy of that go to Patrick already? Or did
yeah,
a copy can be emailed to our...
Misty Hayes sent it to everybody. The email that I forwarded to you, Kelly.
You sent this to everyone, right?
There were three, attachments, yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering if...
I'm not sure if I emailed it or just made copies of it. I have to look back.
So I might need it. It can be emailed to our department and just say
it.
This has been approved and it needs to be paid now.
I can re-email it to the group.
Well, we just need to make sure that Maumee has
to the Maumee person that's supposed to pay this, which I would say Deb Carpage, but I'm way out, to our finance person. And there, that way there's a tracking mechanism that they've got the bill.
Is that
Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a bummer. You guys have to drive home in that.
It won't last long.
Is it better that you do that, though? Well, I like to drive a little bit.
Okay, just a mechanism that it's
so you see, you, we do it as well.
As an MMT thing, I'm just saying. So
I'm not sure Kelly has that email address, though.
To the finance director?
Yeah, to the finance director.
I had to look. I think I do because I just had to send them my my reports for my time.
Okay.
So they, I got
perfect.
Paid for
so
stuff.
This invoice needs to go to them as well.
Okay.
I didn't create the agenda, but the jobs creation grant update, we've been working on that for a while now. I don't actually know where it stands. Is there any update to share?
Dawn had some updates, and I did not follow up.
So at our next meeting, we'll add this to the agenda so we can get that finalized.
Can somebody make a request that given all the green and the red and the yellow that was in the last...
Yes, yeah. Yes, no, it was impossible.
She has done that.
Okay.
It was impossible.
That we have what looks like a final document.
Because we did it for this Monclova Township Board and we could write it. It was too hard.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Do we know if we need to revise our language and our agreement to incorporate this as an incentive, like an official incentive? I just know other JED boards that I've been on, we've had to like update it to officially allow us to authorize this as an incentive. Has that been discussed in the past, or is this somehow grandfathered?
You mean amend the contract?
Wasn't Patrick talking about something like that? This isn't even in the...
I believe that I remember him saying something.
Yeah.
Update the contract. It's probably not a bad idea, anyways, to do that on every 5-year kind of a basis, anyways.
Yeah. No, the contract is grandfathered in. There are no more JEDZs in the state. This is one of the few left. I don't think we should mess with it if we don't have to mess with it. So that's just a question we need to ask somebody.
I just don't know legally if we
can
are authorized.
I think you can amend them. You just
can we amend it,
yeah, would this amendment trigger it going to a JEDD? That's the question.
I don't want,
yeah, we, none of us want that.
Yeah.
Do you have another question?
Let's have her at the next meeting.
I just took the words right out of my mouth. If she could be at the next meeting.
Yeah. And go through all this, go through the grants update and talk about the contract. And this is always the third Thursday of the month, but often there's not business to do, so they get postponed. Are we good with a February meeting? Do you want to do a March meeting to discuss this? We're good with February? Want to shoot for February?
February 16th.
It's going to be a blizzard.
It'll be a blizzard?
Say that.
That's kind of exciting. A February blizzard? Can we get the 17th off then?
Yes.
Level 3? While we're sitting here, we can watch it.
I will not be able to be here then.
Uh-oh. We need you here.
March it is.
What's the March date?
16th.
Same as
February. Yeah. That works.
March 16th works?
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
We can share documents as to preliminary job creation grant update and have discussion, I think, and input before the March so we don't waste much more time.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And that gives us some time.
What was the date in March, did you say?
16th. It was
16th.
It didn't make it to my calendar.
Day before
St. Patrick's Day. Oh, that's even better than the blizzard. You can have green beer.
So
I'll be in charge of the green beer.
Are we going to formally cancel the February 16th meeting then?
I think we should formally cancel the February 16th meeting unless there's a piece of business that comes in front of us.
Go ahead and make a motion.
I move.
Is anybody know where that project is in the Dana on Technology Drive?
Which?
That we talked about back in the fall?
It was the
roll alloy?
No, it was the garage people.
Yeah. It was going to be like hydrogen, and then it wasn't hydrogen.
No, that is
504?
Yes, Great Lakes Capital per Doug Bourne.
Yes.
Is on hold.
It's on hold.
Yeah.
So let's make our next.
But they are talking to the folks at RGP and ODOT about some type of state funding to extend that River Fork Drive.
So I don't think I need a motion to do this.
So that wouldn't be coming before us in February, okay.
But if it does, we'll let you know, right?
Okay.
So
we'll just leave it open for now?
Right.
And if something comes up between now and then, we'll address it.
But on the 16th, I need to make sure Dawn can come to that meeting. But on the 16th, we'll have March 16th, we'll have Dawn here to talk about the jobs creation grant. Yeah. We'll send material out. And we will have her talk about the contract as well.
And Technology Drive is going to be renamed Dana Drive.
It is.
Yes.
I do not know that. They've been working on that and working on that and working on that.
There's a hearing this in, I think, next week.
The commissioners.
The commission, yeah, the county commissioners. Mm-hmm. But I think it's.
Wendy's sharing some good news.
Did you keep Dana happy? You say only waited, what, 25 years for
their which is not accurate.
Well,
they were never promised the interchange. And then even though Rich Carr said that last week at the chamber luncheon, you know, to 175 people, the folks from ODOT and Rich Martino said, we've scoured every record and could never find any promise of the interchange.
It said was we
would, they would like one, or we hope to, but never was one promise.
I thought Dana had the letter. Yeah. But anyway,
yeah, but
it's
I'm just saying,
neither here nor there. We have the interchange and the street named after him.
Perfect. It won't be going anywhere.
We, under new business, will get someone from Monclova appointed to this judge board, so we have three members. Sorry, Chuck, that it got messed up.
It's going to be Chuck, though, right?
I would assume.
Okay. I don't know if you have people like beating down the door to come up.
Is there anything else that needs to be added under new business?
No new business. From
there's no public to ask for public comment. I'd be happy to.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn until March 16th.
Perfect.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Thank you.
There won't be a snowstorm in March.
Yeah, I would like to get moving here.
I'm so happy to see you.
Yes, they looked at that venue.
It's 100 and